Environmental advocates and community organizers gathered outside the Sacramento offices of the group Rural County Representatives of California, or RCRC, to protest two major biomass projects proposed by RCRC and its partner organization Golden State Natural Resource. The rally coincided with an RCRC Board of Directors meeting. Rita Von Frost is with the environmental policy group, the Natural Resources Defense Council, or the NRDC.
We are here because we believe that the public meeting process thus far has really been slammed through in a way that the public cannot actually meaningfully engage with the project. And upon being able to actually go through the entire draft environmental impact report at this time, because it's over 1,300 pages with many appendices that add thousands of pages to that extensive reading material, we find that the draft environmental impact report is really deficient and it should not be approved. And so we are coming here to express those concerns as well as uplift community members' concerns.
Proponents of biomass production maintain that wood pellets made for burning from logged forests are a sustainable source of energy and an environmentally friendly alternative to fossil fuels. But many environmental advocates say that clear-cutting forests to be exported and burned for biomass is a false climate solution. They say that it destroys carbon-storing trees and soils and that these activities will ultimately release more CO2 than burning fossil fuels on the near-future timescale that scientists say is critical to reduce emissions. The groups speaking out against the proposed California biomass project raised concerns about potential environmental damage and harm to local communities. As part of the Golden State Natural Resources Wood Pellet Biomass Project, the company would build two wood pellet processing centers in Lassen and Tuolumne County. Frost said that Drax, a biomass company and Golden State Natural Resources' proposed partner on the project, has faced extensive criticism for pollution in the U.S. Southeast and has been accused of 189 violations of Canadian environmental laws.
This is a pretty toxic manufacturing process in the Southeast, where the wood pellet production industry has operated for over a decade. Communities have long complained about the amount of volatile organic compounds, hazardous air pollutants, and PM that come from these facilities. In addition, they really increase the amount of forest degradation that happens within the area because they increase the pace and scale of logging in order to feed that really monstrous demand that they create in the communities.
Environmental advocates warn that similar impacts could affect California if the partnership proceeds. Gloria Alonzo Cruz is with Little Manila Rising, a community organizing group based out of Stockton, where a biomass export terminal would be built should the project be approved.
This project in particular has multiple public risk elements, such as the fire explosion hazards and the constant release of fine dust, which just, like, if you look at a map of Stockton and you see where this storage and export facility will be develop, the neighborhoods that are in that area are less than a mile away from it.
Other speakers opposed to the project included representatives from the Center for Biological Diversity, the Sierra Club, and Green America, among others. The RCRC and Golden State Natural Resource did not respond for comment. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.